Thunder Bay, about 27 different community organizations are set up at an intercity shopping center looking to connect with potential volunteers. The United Way of Thunder Bay's Community Volunteer Fair kicked off on Wednesday morning and will continue until Thursday 7 p.m. There's no shortage of great stuff that people can learn about to give back to community as volunteers, said Albert Brule, CEO of United Way of Thunder Bay. Local nonprofit and charity organizations set up booths and were talking to mallgoers about different volunteer opportunities and ways to get involved in the community. At the volunteer fair, the United Way also launched a new initiative, Volunteer United. As part of United Way's commitment to community, we support a wide array of community organizations. Not everyone necessarily wants to be a volunteer every Saturday from such and such a time to such and such a time. What they might want to do is join what we call our Volunteer United. It's a community volunteer corps. It's a group of individuals who want to be involved in community, but maybe don't know a particular cause that they want to be attached to or don't know how to get involved. Brule said for people who may work odd hours or need flexibility, the Volunteer United is perfect. When you join Volunteer United, you're basically saying, I'm here. If there's an opportunity that I can do that is of interest to me and I'm available, I will come out and volunteer. It's like a pop-up volunteering opportunity, Brule said. We let you know that it's happening. It could be anything for the United Way, anything for a community partner. There's no hard and fast commitment. You just register your name on the list. When opportunities come along, if you like it, you can click yes, he said. Organizations rely on volunteers, but it's also a two-way street, Brule said. As an individual, when I get involved as a volunteer, it's an opportunity to develop skills, leadership skills, learn new things, enjoy the company of others who also like volunteering and are giving back. I think the rewards for you as a potential volunteer are as great as the benefit to the organization that you're supporting. The beauty of it all is that together we're really making a difference for so many people in our community who rely on those services. We wouldn't be the organization that we are today, but for the countless volunteers over the past 60 years that have given up their time and their expertise and their energy. Brule said the pandemic really took a toll on volunteers, and with this fair he hopes to bring more in. I'm so excited that we have such a wide array of groups from social services to kids organizations, cultural organizations, rescue operations. We have groups like PACE, Our Kids Count, Team Rubicon. I was just chatting with the folks from the DEC Foundation that support individuals in recovery. Some of their clients are actually thrilled to get back to community as volunteers, so they're getting involved. Shane Wilson is a volunteer at the DEK Foundation. The DEK Foundation for me has been an extreme savior in regards to my recovery. From where I came from and where I am today has been a long journey. It's one of the things that I do as a volunteer to help keep myself sober as well as give back to the community that for over 20 years I reigned upon, he said. Wilson said volunteering is important for all organizations. Without volunteers, nonprofit organizations, in my opinion, wouldn't have as much support in the community. We're out here doing this for free and it's one of the things that help us raise so much money. It's also important because, if we don't get together to create change, nothing will change. If nothing changes, nothing changes, Wilson said. We'd love people to come out and visit the mall, check these organizations out, but if you can't, you can still get involved. You can check out the volunteer opportunities through the United Way's website, look for the Volunteer Hub or the Volunteer United link and check out the opportunities that are posted. No risk, nothing but opportunity, Brule said.